I've found my thrill. On Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill. When I found you, the moon stood still. On Blueberry Hill. It lingered until my dream came true. The wind in the willow played love's sweet melody. But all of the vows you made were never to be. Oh, we're apart. Melody, but all of the vows you made were only to be. Though we're apart, you thought of me still. You made me cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears fell like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. You broke my heart when you said we'll part. Ain't that a shame? My tears fell like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Oh, well, goodbye. Although I'll cry. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You want to play. Cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Oh, well, goodbye. Although I'll cry. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the
people too. I mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Everybody's doing the mess around. Ah, everybody was juiced. You can bet your soul. They did the boogie woogie with a study roll. They mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Everybody doing the mess around. Now, when I say stop, don't you move a peg. When I say go, just shake your leg and do the mess around. I declare I'm doing the mess around. Yeah, do the mess around. Everybody's doing the mess around. Now let me have it there, boy.
Vegas.
Hello? Did I lost him? Hello? Oh, crap. Hello?
Six, five, come on, Marty, where are you at?
Doug?
Do you like games where you win fun prizes? Do you like good music? Well, get ready for the number one online radio show in Vegas. Others have tried to beat them, and they failed. Stick with the best, because they are the best. From the Rockin' Comedy Show Command Center, located on the padded walls of the Electronic Sandbox, located on the 44th floor of RadioVegas.rocks. Get ready for the radio show that's the reason internet radio was invented. The Rockin' Comedy Show is now on the air. Here is your host, Crazy J.
I don't know. I just have always liked that song, Mess Around by Ray Charles. It's why we play it from time to time on this show. And, of course, starting things off with the news a lot of us got this morning that Fats Domino, the man, the myth, the legend, passed away today at the age of 89. Of course, those are probably his two biggest hits that you just heard, Blueberry Hill, and Ain't That a Shame. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to the Rockin' Comedy Show, episode number 940 on the show today. We have magician and friend of the show, Jason Andrews. He's going to be here. And coming up in just a few minutes, because they didn't read their notes, we have Pure Joy people. They're going to be here as well. And we've got games and, of course, the jukebox, the time machine, and much, much more. You're not going to want to miss it. It is going to be a fantastic show, episode number 940. And I want to thank you guys for tuning in and supporting the show. You can get a hold of us several different ways. Follow us on Twitter at Rockin' Comedy. You can follow us on Instagram at Rockin' Comedy. I believe it's Rockin' Comedy Show. So it's all Rockin' Comedy Show. And, of course, on Facebook, make sure you like and share our page as well. It's very important. And if you do listen to the downloads through iTunes, we would appreciate it if you went there and gave us a five-star, you know, and a review. It does help us quite a bit. You know, 940 episodes. Some of them have to be good, right? All right, we're going to rock out, everybody. We got a rock and comedy show music break, and then we're going to bring up our first guest, Pure Joy
and
People.
The rock in the rocking comedy show with a rocking music break.
I didn't sell my soul for rock and roll. This is who I am. Lost in a world out of control. You don't know where I've been. 'Cause I've come back from nowhere. Lost in a world of strange. Like a hard and weathered soul. Sad to never given anything. So rest your easy mind. 'Cause I'm not high enough tonight.
Time.
This is getting good. The Rockin' Comedy Show returns right after this.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-515-2397. 800-515-2397. 800-515-2397. That's 800-515-2397.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package.
800-610-3497. 800-610-3497. 800-610-3497. That's 800-610-3497.
It's coming. The live concert event that you may or may not have been waiting for. Weird Al Yankovic. Without the costumes, props, and video screens. Performing a bunch of obscure songs you barely remember. Nobody thought this was a good idea. But he's doing it anyway. Weird Al Yankovic. The ridiculously self-indulgent, ill-advised vanity tour. With special guest Emo Phillips. On tour across North America in 2018. Tickets and tour information at WeirdAl.com.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live!
Fuck it! When the sun goes out, it all ends with a big bang boom. It won't take very long. A big bright light, it all ends with a big bang boom. Keep calm and carry on. When the sun goes out, it all ends with a big bang boom. It won't take very long. A big bright light, it all ends with a big bang boom.
Keep calm and carry on.
I built a friend with three pieces of plastic and a pen. I made him on the table in the den. I gave him my old cell phone for a head, for a head. And we spent holidays in my house, and we left presents in a stocking, and we bought bolts and things and strings and a new watch. That's what he got. And we had so much fun together. We knew we'd be friends forever. And we had so much fun together. We had so much fun. Then I left for college in September, and we wept, 'cause we can't be together. So I kept pictures to remember my old friend, my old friend. Then I met this girl at graduation, and forget my oldest creation. And I guess I'll see him next vacation. Send my best, I send my best. And we had so much fun together. We knew we'd be friends forever. And we had so much fun together. We had so much fun. I came home to find him on the table with a note scribbled out in pencil, and he wrote that he just wasn't stable all alone, all alone. Next to him, an empty glass of water that he spilled all over the body that I built. It fizzled and it popped, and then it killed, and then it killed. And we had so much fun together. We thought we'd be friends forever. And we had so much fun together. We had so much fun. I built a friend.
The Rocking Comedy Show is number one in Vegas and Croatia.
Sunset sand sleeping to me. 'Cause when it's over, well, it's over too soon. Ooh, oh, by the times that I don't show. Rock, rock, rockin' comedy show. Rock, rock, rockin' comedy show.
Yeah, what you listen to with all the syndication?
You cannot use the F word.
It's all garbage, it's verbal masturbation.
You cannot say masturbation on the
air. But if I wanna be depressed, I'll put a bullet in my head. If I ain't dying laughing, then I'd rather be dead. You ask me to be serious, I feel you full of lead. I'd rather light myself on fire instead. You need that
rock, 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 rockin' comedy show. Rock, rock, rockin' comedy show. Rock, rock, rockin' comedy show.
You need that rock, rockin' comedy show.
It is a rockin' comedy show. That was a hell of a music break, everybody. We started that set with Within Reason and their song called Invidicus. And then we had Great White doing a cover of Rock and Roll by Led Zeppelin. People Who Died in there by the Jim Carroll Band. And then we had Keep Calm and Carry On from the Owl Stretching Band. And then we had I Built a Friend from Alec Benjamin. And that song that you just heard, Catches Up to You, are by two wonderful people in the studio right now. It's Pure Joy people.
Yay!
Hey!
Early, but hey!
Hey!
How you guys doing?
Good.
Welcome to the show once again.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Catches up to you very well for us on the Rockin' Comedy Show.
Oh. Right on.
Hello.
Hello. Hey,
move it down. Move it down.
Oh, sorry. I'm midgets. Okay. Short people problems.
So, catches up to you. Very good. Very, doing very well for you here on the Rockin' Comedy Show.
Awesome.
So I'll take my 65 cents.
You got it.
Yes.
Would you say that song is maybe about karma?
Huh. I never thought of it that way. I always thought it was like somebody, you know, especially when you're younger and you're doing all this stupid shit, you know what I mean? And you're just like, I can do it. You don't think about what happens when you get older.
But if you think about it as karma,
it can,
if you keep doing shit, shit's going to catch up to you.
Sure, yeah. It does.
The only reason I ask is I had lunch with a friend today, and we were talking that he has a buddy that doesn't know the difference between bad luck, karma, and you just being an asshole. Like, he'll cope it all together and be like, well, you know, this town sucks, but that's karma for you. No, this town did nothing to you.
Right.
You made the choices that you made when you moved in here to this wonderful city.
Oh, that's getting deep, Jay.
Well, I mean, but I mean, there's a difference.
No, it's true. There's, I agree.
Like, I feel if you're a good person, good things will happen to you.
In general.
If you're a shitty person, you deserve everything that happens to you.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that don't get what they deserve.
Well, that's true, good or bad.
But I've heard it all my life. I mean, I've been in Vegas all my life, and people blame Vegas for all their problems. And it's, you know, you can get caught up, but that's your choice.
Right, but Vegas didn't make you gamble your house away.
Exactly, no.
You gambled your house away.
Exactly. You got to understand, like, who's pulling the trigger here, you know?
Yeah, Vegas didn't make you homeless.
Right.
You chose to be homeless.
Yeah.
Because you didn't do anything to fix the steps to prevent you from whatever. Yeah. It's crazy. People just the other day, my dad was here and he was visiting and we went to get gas, put gas in his car. And some guy just comes up to him and says, hey, man, can you give me enough money for a gallon of gas? My wife caught me doing stuff I wasn't supposed to and she's locked my account.
That's a good one.
Like, my dad's like, I don't want to hear any more. I'll give you $5.
Yeah, that was a good one.
And the guy went and put gas in his car. So he truly needed the gas, but, you know, I don't need the backstory.
All right. Well, you know? in that case, I might have been more generous with the backstory, to be honest. I like that. Yeah. You know, at least be creative.
I think my dad just didn't have time.
Yeah.
It sounds like this could have been a story that could have went on for a while.
You ever get the guy that comes up to you, and they just don't give a hoot. They're just like, yeah, man, you got some dollars? I just need some dollars. Give me some money. Like, you know, they don't got a story. They just give me some money.
I can think of, hey, can I get a couple bucks? I'm like, no, I'll buy you something to eat. I don't want anything to eat.
Right.
Well, no, I don't have any money.
Appreciate the honesty.
Yeah, so I don't catch it up to you. It could be a theme for karma.
Yeah, like I said, I had never thought of it that way. So that's cool. You know, and that's the nice thing about songs. Oh, wait. Oh.
Keep talking.
I'm talking. Hey, what's going on?
There it is.
There you go. Thank you.
Hercules.
Yay.
But you see how I didn't fix his mic?
Okay.
I would much rather listen to you. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, jeez.
I'm just kidding. Truth.
Yeah. But, yeah, the thing about art and songs and all... Oh, come on, buddy. Is that, yeah, it's like you wrote it one way, but everybody else can interpret a different way. And I love that because I'm like, you know, it gives me another perspective I never would have thought of. Does that make sense?
Right.
You know? So I was like, oh, that's really cool because I never thought of that. And you're right. And, you know, I, unfortunately, have relatives and friends and whatever who are caught up in the Vegas thing, quote unquote, you know, whatever. But like you said, it's not.
We all have the relatives. We all have friends. Can you give me $20? Can you give me $100? Can you give me $80? And I even told one of my friends, I'm like, look, everybody at one point needs a helping hand.
Sure.
Whether it's $5, $20, $3. Your issue is you never pay it back. And I'm not saying you don't ever have to have the $20 to pay it back, but you could be like, hey, let me take you out to dinner. Hey, let me put gas in your car because you run me all over town.
Hey, let me blow you.
Hey.
Whoa.
I mean, you know. Hey,
okay.
Job.
Hey, if you don't got $40 and you borrowed it from me.
I'm just saying, man. There's ways
to pay it back.
There are.
You know, it's called pay it forward. That's not karma. Karma is for bad people who make bad decisions. And I have several friends that have made a lot of bad decisions, and we even go, you know what? That doesn't sound like something you should do. And then they do it and go, fuck the city. It's like, it's not the city.
Right.
Like, it's not right, the city. Right. The city did not make you go do that.
You can
that.
See it coming from a mile away.
Right.
I on a real note, like, people, they can get in this, like, it's just, they can't help but pile more negative on top of negative to cover up the negative.
Yeah, there's
it's
so
like,
much.
What are you doing, man?
There's so much negative energy. Like, I'm dealing with somebody that used to have a show here at Radio Vegas, and they left on their own. Like, I didn't, like, say, get out. They chose to leave, but I'm the a-hole. So right. Now all their negative energy is focused on trying to take me down. And I'm like,
yeah.
It's not going to happen, boy. It's not going to happen. I'll just rebuild and do something else. But.
Right. Well, you know, yeah. I mean, it's a habit that people get into. And the opposite is true, that you can practice being positive. Literally, I do it every day. I know it sounds like I'm going to be like getting into some, you know, mind tricks here. But it's what you do every day if you want to stay on top and feel good, you know?
Like, I can't win. Like, I posted, like for Radio Vegas, I post the stats of how people's shows are doing. And there's certain categories for every show. There's a podcast, or there's a talk show, or there's, it might be like my show with a little bit of music, a little bit of talk, but it's still considered a music show because I have to pay for all those songs. So that's why it's filed under a music show.
Okay.
So that I can go in there and keep track of all that. So you post it, you're like, hey, here's the top 10 shows of last week. And poof. And everybody's, hey, that's cool. There's always one. There's always one right. That can't be like, awesome, right? Like the show becomes, it could be number two, right?
Right.
It could be number two. And they've actually listed things like, oh, I mean, what could I do to be better? I'm like, you're number two. You've only been around like 2 months. That's
right. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. there was one today where the guy was like, it's not really a music show. I'm like, you're number six. Like, you're number six. Just take the win.
Right.
I said, but you play music. And he goes, yeah, but it's not a music show. I'm like, you interview musical guests.
Right.
You play music.
Take the win.
You yourself, and you yourself are a musician.
Right.
Take it as a win.
Take the win.
Yeah.
I like that.
Take the win. Be positive.
Yeah. So, I mean, how many shows are you on now? You're on.
This is 9:40 today.
9:40.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. How many shows were in versus the number two for 2 months?
Yeah.
Yeah. Take the win.
Take the win. Take the win. You know? And so, I mean, and that's cool. Like, we have a bunch of shows now and everything's cool. and you know, we'll just take the win.
Yeah.
If you realize there's 47 shows and you're in the top 10,
right? That's pretty,
pretty
good.
Fucking
take
awesome.
The win, yeah. Whether yeah. you play music or not. Take no. the win.
Absolutely. I understand. We understand that. I mean, we've been doing music a long time, and it's you got to find your wins and take them where you can. You know, because yeah. it's a rough business, but. You know, it can wear you down if you're looking at the wrong place.
Yes.
Right.
You know, or doing it for the wrong reasons, let's just even say. But, you know, yeah. take the win.
Take the win. You have to take the win. All right, we're gonna take a very quick break. Take the break! We're going to come back. We're going to play a couple games. And I hope you guys are ready to dance, because we're going to dance today.
Oh, man. Yeah. I don't know if that's the win.
Now on the Rockin' Comedy Show. Guess what time it is? Go on, think about it. That's right. It's time to dance. You're tuned to the Rockin' Comedy Show. It's okay to take your pants off.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-817-2797. 800-817-2797. 800-817-2797. Call now. That's 800-817-2797.
Hey, this is Todd Newton, host of the Talk is Cheap podcast here on RadioVegas.rocks. Are you listening? Do you love it? It's so much better than commercial radio. And I come from commercial radio, but I can't stand the fact that they repeat the same corny jokes over and over. Too many commercials. Man, I love good content the way I love a new tattoo. So tune in to the Talk is Cheap podcast every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m., every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. right here on RadioVegas.rocks.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-515-2397. 800-515-2397. 800-515-2397. That's 800-515-2397.
The Rockin' Comedy Show jukebox has been activated. Let's hear your selection.
All right. For those of you that don't know about the Rockin' Comedy Show jukebox, every day we give you a theme, and we pick our favorite songs, and then we try to figure out who in the room picked that particular song. The theme today was songs, your go-to songs, maybe your dance songs at a party, or maybe the song that runs in your head when you walk into the room. This is a song that might be playing in your head. All right, so we've got a few right now locked in the jukebox and ready to go. So we will spin the first one and see what the song is and see who picked it. Here we go.
which we all understand. With an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands. Well, just because a record has a groove, don't make it in the groove. But you can tell right away, Dr. A, when the people start to move.
What a great song. Little Sir Duke, Stevie Wonder. Like a dance tune.
That's right.
So who picked this on?
Oh.
Was this you? Was this you?
Did you pick Am I supposed to?
I said who picked it.
Oh.
I picked it.
He did.
You picked it.
I picked it.
What about this song? What is it about this song that you like?
Everything. I started learning the song and I was like, holy crap. I mean, and yet it sounds easy to everybody. Like, you as a musician, you're like, wow, this is amazing. And then as just a listener, you're like, oh my God, that's
dance. Yeah, it progressively gets better and better.
So it's just a home run for everybody. And then it's Stevie.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw Stevie live, and I was in the nosebleeds, bawling. I was like, man, this man is music. And he played this song.
There you go. Yeah, it's a good tune.
Oh, man.
It was a very good tune. All right. Well, let's select another and see what happens.
Feeling the wind right beneath your wings. Pretty and young, growing the sun. Putting your heart over everything.
There's another good song that was picked by our guest we have not introduced yet, everybody. Give it up for the one and only Jason Andrews.
Oh. Hi.
Hercules.
So you picked this Austin song.
I did. You know, this is like a rotating thing for me, my go-to songs. Like this is one of my current songs. It's, I don't know, I feel like it just has a good beat. And
it's very upbeat.
I can get into it.
It really
reminds me of being pretty and young. So.
Well, I'm really surprised you picked that one, because I really thought this would have been the one you were going to pick.
So nice.
I want to be a magician.
What is this song?
It's called I Want to Be a Magician.
Who sings this?
This is Perry Grip.
I've never heard this before.
Yeah, Perry Grip, very famous on the Rock and Comedy Show for one particular song. You might recognize it.
It's rain and tacos.
Yay!
The next time Pure Joy comes in, I'm pretty sure they're going to have a cover of that song.
Yes.
Damn right. Kidding me?
Why do we not have one already?
Right?
Anything with tacos.
I'm told if you cover it and sing it well, it actually works and it rains tacos. So so you might want
to... World Hunger song.
You might want to work on that.
Don't tell the six-year-old me that, because I would literally be like trying to do that. I saw the Snickers commercial when I was a kid where they hold the peanuts in the hand and then they open it and it's a Snickers.
Yeah.
I spent years, dude, hunting peanuts, different peanuts down. All right. So enough about me.
So for years you went around putting nuts in your hands.
That's right. It didn't stop for a while, I gotta tell you. Found out it doesn't work. No. Not for me.
Not to turn it into a Snickers.
Oh, wow.
Hey-o. I set myself up for that one.
That's all right. That's points for me.
Okay. Yeah, bing, bing.
That's one point for Crazy J.
All right, next one. Got one more song. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You Spin Me Right Round by Dead or Alive, and he is now dead.
Oh, yeah. Well, we know that. Yeah, yeah. No more question about
it. No more question. Yeah, I picked this one. This is a good tune.
Yes, I do, too.
This is a good tune.
I listened to this. I wore this tape out.
When I was a mobile DJ and I had to do, like, weddings and shit, this song always was on the list.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't care if you like it.
It's like the go-to song. Like, if you need somebody to get up and moving, they'll do it to this. Yeah, that's a pretty good tune. So, yeah, You Spin Me Right Round, Dead or Alive. We'll get back to those a little bit later on in the show. We'll get some other games to play as well, because we know how well you guys do.
Do we?
You did. You've had to take some punishments, like eat a ghost chili pepper while singing karaoke. So hopefully today you do pretty well.
Yeah. I'm nervous.
I just cleaned the bathroom, okay?
It has nothing to do with bodily functions.
I'm just saying ghost pepper and... Yeah,
no. No, once you do the ghost chili pepper, we don't have you do it again. What what fun is that?
Okay, good.
What fun is that? But I'm going to tell you...
That they're...
It's pretty bad.
Oh, no!
All right.
It's pretty bad. Maybe. Maybe you like it. I don't know. We'll find out. It's coming up, so stick with us here.
I do like to look on the bright side, so...
Yeah. You want me to send you a copy of the Magician song?
I do. I just found it on Spotify, too. But yeah, if you can send me a copy of it.
It's on my playlist.
It's going in the show.
Yeah, I love that song. So anyway, yeah, it's the Rock and Comedy Show, episode number 940. Yay for me! And we are going to do another game. Are you guys ready?
Oh, God.
This is easy. This is easy. There's no punishment if you get it wrong. You just look stupid as a musician.
Oh, that's pretty normal. Yeah.
Okay. We're used to that.
All right, here we go.
The Time Machine of Music is sponsored by Jesse Ray's Barbecue.
Located at 5611 South Valley View on the corner of Valley View and Hacienda. Go down there, mention Radio Vegas, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. And they'll really hook you up if you want them to cater your next event. But go down there, 5611 South Valley View, Jesse Ray's Barbecue. It is time for the Time Machine of Music. We are looking... for you to figure out what year this is. It's all I want, just the year.
Okay.
Here we go.
Walk all over you.
But only three win the Green Beret.
Sometimes it just turns out that way.
When a man loves a woman,
baby does a hanky panky. Wow, baby. Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Sunshine came softly through my window today.
Can't hurry, love. No, you just have to wait.
Cherish is the word I use to describe.
To the post side of town.
You just keep me hanging on.
Winchester Cathedral.
Good vibe, good, good vibrations.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
All right, there it is. A bunch of number one songs.
Yeah.
Rob, what year do you think it is?
I'm going to say 1963.
1963, all right. Jason, what year do you think it is?
Oh, geez, I have no idea. 71.
There's a lot of Beatles in there.
All right, okay, 61.
All right, what do you think, pure joy?
66.
66! Well, she's right. It's 1966.
Bravo.
Wow. That's right.
I'm a little old lady.
So only you get to move into the next round.
Okay.
Here we go.
It's lonely at the top.
Yes.
Number one on this day, presented by Pink Box Donuts.
Oh, if you get it right, you get a free dozen donuts from Pink Box Donuts.
Oh my God.
You
okay.
need this.
You just made her happy.
All I'm looking for is for you to figure out how many weeks you think this song on this day in 1966 was number one. It's okay. Very simple.
Okay.
Here we go. You're saying 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Is that your final answer? You want to consult with anybody else in the room?
Can I call?
This is for a dozen donuts.
Can I
from
phone
Pink
a friend?
Box. No.
Oh, well, how can I consult?
You can talk to your man.
Okay.
You can't talk to me because I know the answer.
Well, yeah. All right. Okay, guys.
Well, there was a lot of hits that year, obviously. So.
Is 8 weeks a bit much? Just a little
while. Possibly.
Four and a half?
It wouldn't be any halves, I'm sure, so.
Yeah, it's definitely no halves.
All right.
I would say over under, it's got to be five. Over under five.
Damn it, Rob, if you're wrong.
I'm not saying you would pick. I'm not saying you. It'd be north or south of five.
I'm bad with directions.
You already
so.
Went. You already. All right.
I'm just gonna go with four.
All right, she's saying four. The year is 1966. This song, question mark, and the Mysterians were the performers. The song, 96 Tears, was number one for 1 week.
Oh! Oh.
I was a little worried.
She has lost the donuts.
No!
You real distress in that scream.
Yeah. She's going to go nuts.
Wow,
now.
Those Pink Box donuts, that's worthy of that scream, actually. So.
I can't do this. I'm leaving.
I was pretty sure 8 was a little too many.
All right, well, let's do it one more time.
Over under should have been 3.
I've said it again. I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. She loves you, yeah, 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 yeah. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love.
Hello, darling.
this is Lewis Dallas.
Nothing you can say can tear me away from my God.
Love, love me do. You know I love you.
Going to the temple of love.
I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love.
Round, round, get around,
I get around,
yeah,
get around, round, round,
I get around.
She was just a walking down the street singing.
That's when I fell for leader of the pack.
They feared the name of Ringo.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
That's double the Beatles.
Yeah.
on that round. All right, Rob, what year do you think it is?
1958.
Jason?
I was thinking 65.
1965?
62.
62. The answer is 1964.
Oh, wow. So close.
So close. Now you're all eligible for the next round.
So we still get donuts.
Well, we'll find out. We'll find out what the prize is.
But there's donuts, right?
Number one on this day, presented by Pink Box Donuts.
Oh yes, the donuts are up for grabs once again. All right. All we're looking for is the amount of weeks that this song was number one on this day back in 1964. Diana Ross and the Supremes, number one on this day in 1964. But for how many weeks, Jason?
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
5 weeks.
5 weeks.
4 weeks.
The correct answer is 4 weeks. She got her dozen donuts.
You deserve it.
Sparta. She really wanted those
good
donuts.
Game, guys.
She really wanted those donuts.
Can I have a donut?
Half.
Yeah. Maybe you can win another dozen. We don't know. We'll find out what the prize is. You have to learn how to share, though, however.
Fine.
All right.
She'll keep them and let them go bad before anybody share it with them.
Right.
Don't make me look so bad.
The Time Machine of Music is sponsored by Dude Wipes.
Oh, yeah. Go to dudeproducts.com. Use the coupon code ROCKINCOMEDY. Get 10% off your order and free shipping on your first order. Dudeproducts.com. They're amazing. All right. So we're trying to figure out what year it is. Here we go.
I'm the one who wants to be with you.
You go and say
baby got back.
This used to be my playground.
All right, so we're looking for the year that those songs were all number one. Pure Joy, you go first this time. What year do you think it is?
93.
1993, Jason.
91. I'm stuck with 92 or 1990. 1992.
It is 1992.
Oh.
Yes! All right.
That was some Iraq war years.
So, since you got it right on the nose, only you get to play the next round.
Number one on this day, presented by Pink Box Donuts.
You get your own if you win.
I get dude wipes.
No, you get a dozen Pink Box Donuts.
He just wants the dude wipes.
And dude wipes.
And dude wipes.
And dude wipes, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to need them after that box of donuts.
All right, so we're just looking for how long this song was number one. Here we go.
Girl, you know we belong together. I'll have no time for you to be playing my heart like this. You'll be mine forever, baby. You just...
We belong together.
If you didn't know, that is Boys to Men, End of the Road, number one on this day in 1992. Rob?
I think the end of the road for their number one run was 4 weeks.
4 weeks. All right. Yeah, are you sure? You don't want to consult? You're pretty solid?
What do you think? Was it longer than that?
Probably.
I think their number one... End of the road was 6 weeks. 7 weeks.
You are incorrect.
Damn it.
End of the road was probably their second biggest hit. It was 13 weeks at number
one. Oh, man. Come on. Yeah. 13 and me don't get along.
So you do not get dude wipes and you do not get donuts. Sucks, right?
Dirty and hungry.
Dirty and right, hungry.
Here's our last round. Sad. Everybody's in for play. This is the last one. What year is it? Here we go.
still.
Babe, I love you.
Come with me and escape. Don't go away. Please don't go.
There we go. That is your number ones. We're looking for the year that those songs were number one. Jason, any idea?
I think it was 1976.
1976, good guess.
He took my guess, but...
You can agree. You don't have to get another number if you think that's the year.
I was tossing it up, but I'll go with
1977.
1979
is correct.
What? So many chances.
So many chances.
Okay. The girl who already has a pair of pink boxes gets the pink box.
Yeah, you've already won the pink box donuts, so you don't get two boxes, unfortunately. But if you get
it,
yeah.
Did she get dude wipes?
Yeah. Some dude wipes, maybe some Zip Fizz or.
Okay. He actually likes a dude wipe, so I can give it to him. Or I can share. Hey. I can share it with him. Yes.
It's private information, honey.
It is? No, it's, you know, you can get a sponsorship, no? Okay.
Yeah, all right, well, don't get excited. She has to get it right first.
Yeah.
All right, this is your number one song on this day in 1979. I promise you it's not porn music, but it sounds like it. Right on this day in 1979, Herb Albert and his song Rise was on the charts for how many weeks? It really sucks, so don't say a big number. I'm just helping you out so he can win some dude wipes.
Okay, does one sound like a good number for everybody? One? Okay.
No.
No? Two.
It's 2 weeks.
Yeah, do what my original answer.
2 weeks.
Okay.
At number one.
Thank you.
Drop the deuce.
She's like, thank you. You don't even know how bad he needs those. So, they're horrible. Just,
why are you laughing so hard?
Because it's true.
I think that's what I'm concerned about. Is there truth in this funniness?
I can't be happy.
I can't be happy.
I can't have a man that stinks.
Oh, damn. She's excited. I'm
all right,
concerned.
So that's the Time Machine of Music, everybody. Yay!
Heck it is.
We're going to go into a break. When we come back, we've got we're going to talk with Jason. We've got a game just right for him.
Oh, God.
See? See? And it's still not even the bad one.
All right, good.
It's not even the bad one yet.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. A bad one.
I want to kill. Are there donuts involved?
Maybe. Sweet. There could be a trade up.
Sweet. Oh, I meant like, are we using donuts in some way?
Oh, okay.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Anal donut.
No,
toss.
Not today. Maybe on your next. Maybe on your next visit.
Your donut holes today.
All right. So while we go into a break, we're gonna play a new song from Pure Joy, people.
Hercules.
Which one do you want me to play, guys?
Well, we just released a video for Satisfied. You can play that one.
All right, well, let's do that, and we'll be right back.
All right.
It's a curse. I am never satisfied. I am never satisfied. I am never satisfied. I am never satisfied. I am never satisfied.
Rockin' Comedy Show. It's like an unwanted finger in your butt. You hate the idea of it, but just give it a try.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-515-2397. 800-515-2397. 800-515-2397. That's 800-515-2397.
Hey, Las Vegas, are you ready to get your grub on? Then check out Jesse Ray's Barbecue. That's right, barbecue in Las Vegas has become a style of their own. We like to call it perfection. That's right. At Jesse Ray's, you're going to find that Las Vegas style barbecue. Come on down and try that award-winning slow smoked ribs, chicken, pulled pork, hot links, and brisket. Did you know they were voted best barbecue sauce in Las Vegas in 2016? They've also got the best barbecued ribs in all of Las Vegas. You got to check out Jesse Ray's Barbecue. And when you do, mention RadioVegas.rocks and get 10% off your entire order. That's Jesse Ray's Barbecue.
It's coming. The live concert event that you may or may not have been waiting for. Weird Al Yankovic. Without the costumes, props, and video screens. Performing a bunch of obscure songs you barely remember. Nobody thought this
this was a good idea, but he's doing it anyway. Weird Al Yankovic, the ridiculously self-indulgent, ill-advised vanity tour. With special guest Emo Phillips, on tour across North America in 2018. Tickets and tour information at WeirdAl.com.
It is a Rockin' Comedy Show. We're back. It's episode number 940. It's a shorter show today, because I do got to go get my scream on over at Bonnie Screams and scare the millions of people that'll be coming through there tonight. So
yeah, what's going on there? It's a haunted thing?
Yeah, they do it every year. This is their 10th.
Really?
Yeah, and I dress up and go in there and get paid to scare people.
Is it open this weekend?
It is. It's open now every day until the 31st. Oh. All the way up to the 1st it'll be open.
Yeah, I've never been to Bonnie Springs. What is it, like a petting zoo?
No, it's a ghost town. They have a petting zoo on the outside, but when you go in where we are, yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Cool. All right.
Scaring people nightly, everybody.
Noted.
Tell me what day you're coming, and we'll give you a big hookup.
Sweet. Yeah. Thank you. All right.
And my friends, it's now time for a game. A game made just for Jason Andrews. Oh my God, can you believe it? It's just that simple. What's the prize? Well, it's in the intro. So here we go.
All right.
Now on the Rockin' Comedy Show, Spunk Lube presents the newest game in America. Is it the name of a romance novel or the title of a porn?
Oh, this is fun.
Yes, but today it's a special Jason Andrews edition because they're all gay porn titles.
Sweet.
Either from the porn itself or the romance novel. They are all gay literature. So if I die tomorrow, the shit that is on my computer is going to need some explaining. That's all I can say. All right. There's already a lot of weird porn searches because I do this game. I could have met. Oh, now he's into this shit. All right, so.
This is just a cover up.
Yeah. Gotta keep it interesting.
All right, so here we go. There are 15. We are looking for the most. And right now, the record holding for the game is 14.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
So what? So I'm saying this is either a movie or a book?
You're going to say porno or romance.
Oh, porno
novel.
Or romance. Yeah. Got it. Okay.
All right.
All right.
So, your first one, Something Like Summer.
Romance.
Shattered Glass.
Porno.
Bellboy.
Porno.
Crossing the Line.
Romance.
Crossing Borders.
Porno.
The Backup Boyfriend.
Oh, porno.
Flirting with Angel.
Porn.
Some of these we make obvious just because the titles are funny.
All right.
And I hope you get it right. This next one is called Leather Fister.
Oh, my God.
Now, does it count if I think it's romantic?
It's your own interpretation. Yeah.
I'm going to go with porn. I hope it's right.
Idol Country.
Romance?
You said that as if it were a question. Romance?
Romance?
I don't know, maybe. With Caution.
Porn?
That's the movie you watch before Leather Fister.
Precursor.
The Heart of Texas.
Romance?
Finding Zach.
Porn.
Here's another one of those. You might have to think about it before you just give us an answer. Tight Asian Manholes.
Wow.
What?
Is this still for sale? Porn.
Nightwalk.
Romance.
Virgin No More.
Porn.
Yeah, it's 8 right.
That's respectable.
That's pretty good. Okay.
All right.
That's pretty good.
How many did we do? 15?
15.
Oh. So I got it.
Something Like Summer, romance, okay, which is what you said. Shattered Glass, you said porno. It's a romance novel.
Bellboy, you said porno. That is correct. Crossing the Line, you said romance novel. It's porn. Crossing Borders, you said romance novel. And it's porn.
I think I said that was porn.
Oh, yeah, it's reverse. Yeah, it's romance novel.
Okay.
So, next one. The Backup Boyfriend is a romance novel.
What? Really?
Yeah.
I thought that was one of the obvious
clearly.
Ones.
Flirting with Angel, porno. number eight, you got right. Leather Fister is a porno.
No way.
Romantic porno.
Brutal.
Number nine, Idle Country, you said was romance. It's porno.
Mm-hmm.
With Caution, you said romance. That is correct. The Heart of Texas, you said romance. That is correct. Finding Zach, you said romance. Or you said porn. It's actually romance. Tight Asian Manholes, you said porn. That is porn.
No way.
I can get the obvious ones.
Yeah. So clear.
Very good at my vocabulary.
Number 14, Night Walk. You said romance novel. It's a porn. And Virgin No More. You said porno. It's a porno.
All right.
So you got eight right.
All right.
Instead of getting the bottle of lube over there, we'll give you eight individual spunk packets.
I'll take the packets. I like the packets. I like the packets more because it's
because you can put them in your pant pocket.
They travel easier.
Right.
Yeah. They travel
that's
easier.
Really good. Yeah.
And you can look at them like individual just party times. You know, eight party times
easier
coming
to
up.
Keep track.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe four. Maybe four. You might need two for the kind of party.
You never know.
For the leather fister type of stuff we
wow.
need.
Wow.
Look, if you're going leather fister, it's not eight individual
it's
packets.
It's two. You're right. You're right.
So yeah. Can I ask you what you saw when you looked up that title?
I actually just look at the titles. I don't. Yeah. I just.
Uh-huh.
This is boring.
Believe me, I didn't have time to be shocked today. Don't think I didn't save it.
We'll talk about this. Yeah,
there's a reminder.
We'll talk about it next
episode 1024. Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. On the 1000th episode, we'll review the things in my search engine.
Wow. Search history. That sounds like a good game.
If I knew, like, I was on my deathbed and I was dying, I'd call my buddy Wild and be like, erase everything.
On this day in my search history.
I'd be like, call Hillary and erase everything.
Whatever
everything.
She did.
Start a wildfire.
Yeah. Everything. Burn it. These people cannot see what's on here. Or maybe they'll be like, oh, if we would have known he was that cool, it would have been nicer to him. You never know. All right, well, you guys want to do something live for us? You brought all your cool stuff.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sure.
Okay, yeah, you're yeah. right.
I like you act surprised, but you brought the guitar.
I know.
So it's nice.
All right.
So, okay, while they're getting ready, Jason Andrews, what do you got going on?
I am headed back to Hawaii shortly. I'm doing this cruise ship, the Norwegian Pride of America. So I'm doing that for a few months. And then I'm still hot on the tracks of the Fool Us TV show. We shot that back in March, and it aired September 21st, I think. So that's still making the rounds on that one. It went well. You were there. You were at the show.
I was.
Yeah, you were at the taping, I mean.
Yeah.
So it looks better on TV than it.
Yeah, it does. I mean, but it was cool.
Yeah. So.
Was that the first time you were on that, Fool Us?
Yeah, first time. I heard they just got renewed for another season, too. So I'm trying to put together some new stuff and seeing if I can work it in. I'm going to be out in Hawaii in February, March, which is when they film. But I'm trying to see if I can weasel it in somehow. Because it was a good experience. It was nice, you know. Good exposure. I like being exposed.
Leather Fister, everybody. Leather Fister. Oh, that's cool, though. So you got anything in town coming up?
A lot of rehearsal. I'm putting a lot of new stuff in the show. No gigs, though. No public shows. I have a couple corporate things, but nothing open to the public. So.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's good. And so always good to be working on new stuff, I think, trying to keep it interesting. You know.
Well, thank you for coming out to the Halloween party. It was awesome.
Oh, man. Your party was awesome. I love that. What was the name of that band?
Billy Dare and the Pumps.
Do they always like dress up like that? Is that like their theme, or do they just do that for Halloween?
They always do that.
As the Addams Family?
No, they perform. They dress up as all kinds of stuff. They do a whole show. They used to perform in gay clubs and everything. The gay clubs loved them. There was one gay club in town that actually didn't like them because they do a song about I forget what song it is, but they dress up like nuns.
Oh, and they got all offended.
Oh, they got offended. Aww. Yeah, but they're big. They were big on the show. Billy Dare, the leader, she got sick about 3 years ago, and she's been dealing with it. And that was her first time in 3 years that they actually performed. Yeah,
I was shocked. It sounded great in your living room too. I was like, man, they are rocking out. It was like a personal concert right in your living room.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was fun. Yeah, it was. They're a good band.
Yeah, yeah. It was good food too. Thanks for the drinks and for the food. Who did those chicken wings again?
The fingers were from Strip and Dip, and the 10 pizzas were from Naked City Pizza.
God, I need to go.
Which a big shout out to them again, because we weren't expecting the pizzas, but man, that was awesome. And Rick Nichols donated all the alcohol to make the embalming fluid.
Oh, man, that was killer. I won, and I was done. Yeah. One was, and then I had those two beers. I was like, ugh.
Done.
Hey, so was my car the only car that got egged, or did anyone else's car get egged?
I guess probably only yours. I haven't heard anything else.
What happened? What did I do? Maybe I cut someone off in traffic.
Maybe.
I got all butt hurt.
Maybe it's an ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, it could be.
And they're like, oh, I recognize that car.
There's just so many.
That's Mr. Leatherfister over there.
Wow. I'm shaking my leather fist at him. What? You bitch.
Nice. Nice.
Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Let's do this.
On that note.
Now here's a new song called Leather Fister.
I'll keep working on it.
Well, he'd already wrote it. That's pretty amazing.
Nice. I'll work on my my stuff on that.
What are we doing?
We're doing a song called Pride. And it's also off of the EP Southern Part of Heaven, which will be out on November 18th. We're having a party. Y'all are welcome. Welcome to join us.
Sweet.
At the Sand Dollar Lounge. Free. So.
Free, not free.
This is Pride by Pure Joy People. You're gonna be by your lonesome tonight. Cause I'm leaving today. Oh, it's gonna be quite the drive. And that's why I gotta leave while there's still sunlight. And I still got my pride. I got my pride. Yeah. Still got my pride. Yeah. See, I don't think you understand the magnitude of the situation. There's no more room for negotiation. Turn some. Gotta leave while I still got my pride. I got my pride. Yeah. Still got my pride. Yeah. After all this time, we had room to compromise, but we were the wrong compromise. The most
Everybody's got given ego, so I still got mine. I gotta find the Lord. Help me, I know my roles. Gotta leave while I still got my pride. I got my pride, yeah. Still got more for mine. After all this time, the sun, sunny, what do?
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you.
That was awesome. That didn't suck.
That's good. That was really what I was going for.
Finally, you guys come in here and it doesn't suck. No, I'm just kidding. So that's great. So when is the release again? November what?
November 18th. So it's on a Saturday next month at the Sand Dollar Lounge. Free show.
Which is everybody. A great place.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, it's awesome.
And, I mean, we can't guarantee free drinks, but maybe if you... shake your butt and
you can guarantee them if you bring them and put them in your car.
Well, there's that too. Yeah. Or like, you know, yeah. Tasteful side boob. Then maybe.
Is there really such a thing as tasteful side boob?
I like
all tasty.
Yeah, I mean they're all, you know, why not? I don't know. It's beautiful if it's, you know,
You sold me on it. I'm just,
yeah, exactly. So I guess we're wondering. Done.
Sold on side boob.
Yes. Side testicles, side boob.
Side testicle. That's an experience, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know what's happened.
Jason, how do you feel about that?
I don't know.
Side
why are you
testing?
Asking me?
I don't know.
Why would I know?
let's talk to about the guy that liked to squeeze nuts as a kid.
Yes.
How do you feel about side testicle?
That's a hairy subject.
Ooh. Oh!
In some cases.
Yes. Most.
Oh, that's good stuff.
How did we stumble upon this this topic?
Because you mentioned side testicle. That's all on you.
Right.
You see?
Right. Okay.
You are definitely a fan of the show.
Yes.
That's how that works.
The Rockin' Comedy Show jukebox has been activated. Let's hear your selection.
Oh, we're doing the thing.
I've been reading books of old, the legends and the myths, Achilles and his gold, Achilles and his gifts, and Spider-Man's control, and Batman with his fist. And clearly I don't see myself upon that list. But she said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts. Some superhero, some fairy tale bliss. Just something I can turn to, somebody I can kiss. I want something just like this.
All right, another good song pick today in the jukebox for our go-to songs that we like to dance to or enter a room to in a party. Mr. Andrews, good pick on this one.
Yeah, I love this song so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Coldplay,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of remixes out there, too. Like people just doing it acoustically and just remixing. Ah, it's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the myths, the testaments they told, the moon and its eclipse.
Would this be in the Jason Andrews soundtrack movie?
I think it would be. I think this would be the opener and the closer.
Nice.
So
you get the reprise.
I think so, yeah.
This would be the Jason Andrews story. You seem like getting up, getting ready to go rehearse for Magic. And
yeah. I feel like the lyrics are upbeat.
It's
upbeat. The music is pretty good. Like when that beat kicks in, you're like, oh.
It's very inspirational.
Yeah, it is.
It's like, yes.
There's a video on YouTube where they let this kid play the piano for this song, and it's just, the crowd goes insane. Like, it's so powerful.
All right, well, let's pick the next song. Here we go. Very 70s.
Roller skates.
Right? Oh, no? Man, I miss roller skates.
Right? That's what you need here now.
A roller skating ring?
Yeah. This show, you must wear roller skates.
Yes. I will not let you win.
Yeah, we used to have a place in Cali growing up. It was called Skateway. And that's where we used to go hang out. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds so fun.
Do they still have Crystal Palace here? Skate center?
I don't know if it's open. I know the building's still there.
Is it? Yeah. We used to go to that when I was in like elementary school.
You know how awesome it would be to do like have like three bands play there, and then you do a show, but everybody's on roller skates.
That'd be fun.
That sounds so fun.
That'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where we should do the 1,000th episode of the Rock and Comedy.
Oh man, that'd be awesome.
The liability insurance would be heavy on that. So wait, a bunch of
they don't know the
30
show?
To 50-year-olds are coming in and riding roller
they
skates.
They don't know the show?
With rock music. Okay.
Let's lay down pads on the floor.
They don't know the show?
Everybody wears helmets.
Most of my listeners already do.
Wearing knee pads, just putting that out there.
Yes.
For some other reason.
What?
In his new movie, Leather Fister. Part 2. The Magician.
What's he going to make disappear?
Where did his fist go? Oh, there it is.
This is fun for me.
Somebody's got to have fun while they're in that position. If there's no fun, there's no reason to do it. All right, here we go. This is what happens when you get an alcohol-free show, everybody. There should be a severe punishment for anybody that picked this song and says that it needs to be in their life.
Is this Eddie Murphy?
Yes, Eddie Murphy. Party
oh
all the time.
Wow.
1985. You know why this song sucks?
Because of the... No? No, it's actually, that's awesome.
It's like almost 2 minutes and he hasn't started singing yet. That's the best part of the song.
Yeah. That's a selling point.
Yeah.
Get to that chorus, man. Come on.
Yeah. Right now he's trying to remember if he... Like, where did my career go wrong?
Oh, no.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
That's Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, party all the time.
Really?
Get to that chorus. Come on.
That's the best part. Diamonds on your finger. That's so stupid.
Diamonds on your letter fister. Oh, okay.
Ouch.
That's only if there's a marriage proposal.
Oh, wow.
Well, we'll let him off the hook. That's Rob that picked this one, everybody.
That's right.
It makes a lot of sense.
It's because I want to party all the time, man.
There's jokes there, but we're almost out of time. All right, one more song, and it actually happens to be from the 80s, too. And it's a decent 80s song. Can't go wrong with little Rio and Duran Duran.
I just got a text from my friend. Who picked Eddie Murphy?
That's right.
So, shout out to Elena and T.
When he told me, I was like, oh. So there it is. Eddie Murphy. See, everybody knows that song.
Yes.
You don't see everybody jamming out to party all the time. Eddie Murphy.
You don't go to the places I go.
Oh.
Right.
Right.
I think we're okay.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Correct. Ding, ding, ding. That's extra points for our guest.
Oh. Extra points for our guest.
I got my first case of herpes listening to that song.
I don't want to know about the second.
No.
Well, that was fun, guys. You won some donuts.
Yes.
You won some lube.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, I won it? Did I win it?
Yes.
Oh, the packets.
The packets.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'll take the packets.
Less messy.
That's right.
you can risk it all and turn the packets in if you give us the best response for this.
Oh.
Say, Jose. Guess what time it is?
Is it siesta time?
No, it's not siesta time.
Oh, is it tequila time?
No, it's not tequila time.
Is it dinner time?
No, you idiot. It's time for the Mexican word of the day! Yeah!
Ooh, I love this time.
All right. It is time for the Mexican Word of the Day, proudly sponsored by Juan's Flame of Vida and Cantina, located at 9640 West Tropicana.
Love that place.
Your Mexican Word of the Day today is chew. Chew.
I'm responding.
An easy one. Come on.
What is this?
You can all guess.
What am I doing? What does it mean?
You just got to put it in a sentence as a...
Oh.
Chew.
Are we going in turn?
You can do it if you're ready.
You gotta tell me, man. Are we going in turn?
What?
One more time without laughing.
You gotta tell me, man. Are we going in turn or not?
Nice. I need the money so I can put it in my chew.
Very nice.
Chew fly.
Oh. go ahead and make it quick. Pikachu.
Nice. All very good. Definition we have is chew going with us or them. So it's very good.
My neighbor. He's a chew.
He's a chew.
Okay, well.
First Eddie Murphy.
Now sure, don't even know.
First Eddie Murphy, now I gotta take your points.
No points for our guest.
Leaving with no points, box of donuts, and a bottle of lube.
Sweet.
How about that? I leave you with this, everybody. I'm sorry it's a short show today. I do gotta go out to Bonnie Screams and do some stuff over there and scare people. It's always a good time. Scared a lot the other day. 14.
I've never been there.
I was in a record roll.
Has anyone hit you or like fought back?
I've been.
Because they're so scared.
I've been pushed. This year I haven't been punched. I have been punched out there before because it scared the crap out of them.
Oh no!
It was a man or a woman?
It was a big giant black man. Those are my favorite. Oh. Those are my favorite to scare. They hate it. Just a little over a week ago, I'm in the wax museum, so there's some that are real, some that are not. I get to move, and I can go to some that are not moving, and then I can just or be in the room by myself. And this particular one, I was in the room by myself, and I just stood out in the open, because in that room, that seems to work the best. I don't have to jump out at anybody.
They just
walk into the dark room. I'm there. I have this amazing mask that when they walk on, it's electrical. So when I turn on, the eyes light up. That's all they see in the room. They see nothing else.
Ooh.
And so I'm just standing there. And this guy comes in with his wife, and he goes, "Look, I'm going to tell you, they're all fake. This one's fake." And he's poking at me. He's like, He's like, see, that's wax. That's not real. And I'm just sitting, and I have the mask on, and I'm laughing.
Warm wax.
I'm just like, and he's like, look, honey, just poke. And then she went to poke, and I turned the light on. She fell over the bench. He took off running. She's on the floor in front of me. And she's like, you're an asshole. I go, who? And she goes, my husband. So, yeah, it was pretty cool. So, yeah, 14 was my record the other day. I was pretty pleased
about that.
That
sounds really fun, actually.
Wet kills, or if they admit to us, they've peed their pants.
Yes, okay.
Sloppy kill is that they've done something else to their pants.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
There have been a few.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you made anyone pass out?
I've made somebody vomit because I've scared them so bad.
Really?
Yeah.
And because they go in there and they go to the saloon and they drink. And so they get really drunk. And so by the time they're ready to go.
Would you advise people to douche rooms and go there?
I would advise you to do anything to go in there, but don't wear fucking high heels.
Okay. Right? So shrooms are okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, do whatever you want. Just get in there, but don't wear high heels. These girls wear high heels.
Really?
Do the outside, like you're walking on a trail in one of these, right. And you're outside, and you're going to, hold on, I can't keep up with you, because you have high heels. And if you're a local and you live here, and you may not have been to Bonnie Springs, but you know that it's in Red Rock Canyon.
It's in a desert.
You probably shouldn't be wearing a miniskirt and your ho-ho pumps, as they like to call them, but... Yeah. So come on out. It's a lot of fun every day now until November 1st. So
I want to go.
It's a lot of fun. Tell me when you're coming. I'll give you guys a big hookup.
Awesome. Yeah, I might get some friends. And
No. Don't go and try and find friends. You know.
No.
Don't go and try and find friends.
We're going to get a group going. We'll get some of those. We're going to get a group going if you want to come. We're going to take shrooms and we're going to go the Bonnie Screams.
Right. There you go.
No.
Not going to tell you where I'm at. You'll just have to figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah, because my favorite is when I know people are coming in, and I listen for the door guy to say their name, or they're having a conversation, and then they'll come in. I'm like, hi, Amber. Oh, my God. And they run. My job is done. All I have to say is Amber. And they, like, boom, bolt. So, yeah, it's cool. I leave you with this, everybody. We're back Monday with more of The Rockin' Comedy Show. Bye.
Bye.
It's raining tacos from out of the sky. Tacos, no need to ask why. Just open your mouth and close your eyes. It's raining tacos.
It's raining tacos out in the street. Tacos, all you can eat. Lettuce and shells, cheese and meat. It's raining tacos.
Cheese. It's raining tacos. Raining tacos. Raining tacos.